Nur ad-Din was a predecessor of Salah ad-Din. That means he worked for decades in order to be able to liberate Jerusalem from the Crusaders that had slaughtered Muslims, Jews, Christians who didn't agree with them, who by their own accounts had barbecued babies and eaten them, who turned Masjid al-Aqsa into a stable, into a pig pen, into a place of trash. Muslim leaders were making treaties with these crusaders in order to keep Nur ad-Din out of their lands and Salah ad-Din, when he came, out of their lands. It sounds very familiar to what we're witnessing today, where you and I, who feel like we have no real power, who are boycotting every small thing, who are donating and calling our elected officials and protesting, and yet those who could actually make a difference. But inshallah, we can make a difference too, and I want to tell you about the carpenter. Nur ad-Din wanted to commission a carpenter to make a minbar. Even knowing that he was far from entering Aqsa itself, he commissioned a carpenter to make this pulpit where he envisioned the Imam of Masjid al-Aqsa in the future generations. So Nur ad-Din, with this vision of one day Jerusalem will be liberated, paid this carpenter to make this minbar. And that minbar for generations came in with Salah ad-Din and continued to be the place where imams would stand and address the people. Nur ad-Din never entered Aqsa in his lifetime, despite the fact that he worked for decades to liberate it. It was Salah ad-Din who, on the back of his work and the years of Salah ad-Din's work, was able to enter. But it was also because of people like the carpenter who witnessed the vision of Nur ad-Din and who worked for that liberation. Today, there's a man in Beirut who was asked why he continued to keep his restaurant open despite the fact that Beirut was bombed. And in his response, he says that this is all in God's hand. So what's he going to do other than continue to work? Remember Nur ad-Din. Remember the carpenter. Work for the vision. Plant those seeds that inshallah will last generations with the intention of liberation.